Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Renee Wiggins, your certified health and wellness coach, author, and host of Being Fabulously Fit for God's Kingdom Blog Talk Radio. Renee provides a roadmap to staying healthy and fit spiritually and physically. She believes God gave us a gift, our temple, and it's ours to nourish, feed, and honor. Be sure to also catch her on ResultsByRenee.com. That's ResultsByRenee.com. And now, here is Renee.
Hello, 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 everyone. This is Renee Wiggins, your host of Being Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, where we engage you to become spiritually and physically fit. Well, you know, this is March, which is National Nutrition Month. It's also National Spiritual Wellness Month and also Women's Health History Month or Women's History Month. We got three things going this month. But before we begin, I want to do a little PSA about National Nutrition Month.
March is National Nutrition Month. This year, the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics encourages everyone to bite into a healthy lifestyle. Consuming fewer calories, making informed food choices, and getting daily exercise are key to maintaining a healthy weight, reducing your risk of chronic disease, and promoting your overall health. A registered dietitian nutritionist can help you develop a healthy lifestyle plan that is right for you. Learn more by visiting www.eatright.org. March is National Nutrition Month.
Well, I got two dynamite women tonight talking about physical fitness, talking about flexing your spiritual and physical muscles. Well, we first begin with, and I hope I'm pronouncing it right, and she will correct me after she gets on, is Kaylee, Health Coach Brock is a National Strength and Condition Association Certified Strength and Condition Specialist and an American Council on Exercise Certified Personal Trainer and a Health Coach. Whoa! Improving the performance of athletes and their lives, health seekers for over 11 years, possessing both a bachelor's degree and a master's of science in exercise science and coaching education. And she travels the country speaking to organizations, churches, and businesses about the importance of acquiring and maintaining health and wellness and fitness. So let's welcome, and it's Callie, right, or Kaylee?
Kayla.
Kayla. I don't know why I get that. Okay, Kayla. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Kayla. Okay, I have to keep saying it. Kayla. She got a dynamite book out called Design Your Body, and you said these are your ads on this book? Y'all, you got to go out and get this book because this is really good. Design Your Body, Your Guide to Cutting Through Fat. Oh, boy, mm-hmm. This was written to provide clear and factual information about both the process of weight loss and outline how to achieve it. Design Your Body gives you step-by-step, like that step-by-step tools necessary to begin the weight loss process and can be used as a health and wellness workbook. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How you doing?
I am blessed and highly favored.
Oh, good. I am so good. You just, I guess we call it the subway cities. I'm here in the DMV area, the District of Maryland and Virginia. I think you're around in Baltimore somewhere?
Yep, I'm in Baltimore, yep.
In Baltimore, yes, Baltimore. So mm-hmm. We're close in here. So tell us a little bit more about yourself. How you got involved in fitness?
Man, I've been athletic for all my life, you know, and I steadily throughout my years just grew to love exercise. I saw, not that I liked the torture of myself, but I saw the changes that were happening with exercise, and I was like, man, I can really figure out what I want to do and make my body look the way I want it to look. And that's kind of how I came up with the theme that I go by, which is Design Your Body. Like, I truly believe that you definitely can design your body based off of the things that you are doing now and tomorrow and the day after and the day after. So, yeah, I've been in fitness professionally since 2006. Like you said, I wrote the book. I'm super excited. It's new. It came out November. It's called Design Your Body, Your Guide to Cutting Through the Fat. Make sure you guys go pick that up, check it out. And I'm also, you know, CEO of my personal training company called The Rock Solid Fitness. And, yeah, I'm doing really well out here in Baltimore. Got some big things popping.
Yes, I see. And you said around November, which is my birth month, which is good. I like your logo with the weights and everything and your name right in there. And so I like how you said, you know, all your life, because me too, I was, I guess you can say kind of athletic. I was in sports in high school and middle school, but I didn't carry it on to college. And then I got involved with nutrition and fitness. But when I got into personal training, it's because of another person who was a bodybuilder, a female, who was in my nutrition class, say, you cannot tell people about nutrition unless you have the exercise component part. And you're right, when I started doing all that heavy lifting, it really, really shaped your body. It really shaped your body. So why did you write the book? I mean, I know you want people to design their body, but why did you write the book?
I wrote the book because I realized that, you know, I'm only one person, and there are only 24 hours in a day. No matter how many times I pray for God to give me 30, there are only 24 hours in the day.
Right.
Now, what I realized is that people, you know, would always call me or Facebook me and ask me questions, which is great. You know, I encourage you to call me or Facebook me and ask me questions. But I didn't have enough time to write things out. And a lot of times people would ask the same questions, and I would be giving, you know, the same answer and kind of tailor it to them. And so what I wanted to do is I wanted to figure out a way where I can spread my ministry outside of just my personal reach and be able to touch the world, so that with this book, you know, no matter what time of day, the book is literally having me as your personal trainer. So it's literally me taking you step by step to helping you improve your health and fitness. And it's not all about weight loss. You know, you have some individuals who might be thin, and they might say, hey, coach, I don't want to lose weight. I want to put on some. It's in there, too. That's why the book is called Design Your Body. So, yeah, the book was written basically for me to, like, to expand my reach and for me to touch more people when it comes to helping them improve their health, their fitness, and their athleticism.
Yes, because we need that. We definitely need that, especially now with, even though there's a high, I want to say, increase of low-fat foods, is somehow the American people are also, the rate of obesity is really climbing high, especially
yes,
in minority
yes.
communities.
Mm-hmm.
So for women out there who come to you, because I know in the past for me when I was personal training, the first thing they say, I don't want to get muscles. I don't want to look like a man. So what do you say to those women?
I'm still focusing on that with a lot of women. That frustrates me, you know. It really does frustrate me. My background is I'm an athlete. You know, I ran Division I track and field in college. I played basketball throughout my life. I've always been in the weight room. And people, like you said, you know, women specifically, they are afraid to touch weights because they're going to blow up and look like a bodybuilder. And so I like to use demonstrations. So I always tell people, do I look like a bodybuilder? And if you see me exercise, like, I lift heavy weight. But what I want to do is I want to encourage women that, number one, you need muscle to get the figure that you want. It's not all about weight loss or fat loss. You have to have muscle to get the figure that you want. Again, but also, again, in teaching them how to use weights, there's a specific way to exercise. If you want to get bulky, there's a specific formula to exercise and nutrition to get bulky. But if you just want to tone or you want to lose, then there's a different formula. And that's why I always, you know, definitely encourage people to get the book, because it talks about that formula. It says, here are the things that you need to do specifically to get to this goal. And the book is literally almost it's a tell-all from the field. It gives you all the secrets that us trainers use in helping you get your body the way that you would want it to be. But again, the goal is to get the information out there to the population so that they're educated and know that, oh, I'm supposed to lift weights. One of the main things that I introduced in the book is what I call the Trinity of Health and Wellness. And with the Trinity of Health and Wellness, you have to have all three in order to be a completely healthy individual. Now, these three concepts, you know, the first one is nutrition. We all know about nutrition. Everyone knows in general about, you know, the old food guide pyramid and somewhat, to some extent, the new food plate, you know, the Choose My Plate. So everyone knows about that. Everyone also knows about cardio. Yeah, I'm supposed to get out and run or walk or do some type of activity that gets my heart rate up. Most people know that. But what a lot of people forget and what a lot of people kind of shy away from is resistance training. You got to get in and lift weights. You know, whether that's just your body weight or, you know, extra resistance outside of the body. So without those three key components, again, resistance training, cardiovascular endurance, and nutrition, then it takes it a lot harder. It's a lot harder for you to become healthy. You can't do one without the other two. You can, but you just won't be a completely healthy individual.
That's true. That's definitely, you got to have all three. And I think it's also based on age, because when I was younger, I could easily bulk up or shape really quickly when I had that estrogen compared to now. Now I know it's maybe because I was off for about a year or two. It's taking me longer to get that. And when I went back in 1 year, 168 pounds I was, and I'm like, oh, well, you know, being a former personal trainer, I can get there and start doing my weights and lifting. But then I noticed my weight was going up and up. But my eating was, you know, okay. I ate more fruits and vegetables, but I just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Then I quit. You know, I'm one of those, I guess, one of your clientele that said, oh, no, I don't like the scale, because the cardio I was doing an hour and a half, the nutrition I thought I had, but the strength training, I guess I was just lifting too much or what. So I guess for a person my age in the 60s, I should do, I guess, more reps and lighter weight then?
Well, it depends on your goals. You know, you bring in age, which is a great point. Now, when it comes to age, it's the biggest thing is that as you age, your body is naturally going to decrease its muscle mass. If you just do the same thing that you're doing today for the rest of your life, you will decrease muscle mass almost at 5% per year, just about 5% per year. Now, what that means is that you have to exercise more to overcome that 5%. You know, you have to exercise, specifically weight training, to overcome that muscle loss. Now, again, not every so the biggest thing with when it comes to, I don't want to say elderly population, but the senior population is, again, maintaining muscle mass as well as agility. Because think about it. If, you know, if my grandma is in the shower and if she slips, she needs to be strong enough and fast enough to catch herself on the rail. And also, if she doesn't catch herself, you know, she needs to have enough muscle mass to be shock absorber so that she's not going to break a hip or a knee. So for that population, you've got to lift weights, you know. But also, again, now the way to lift, that doesn't change by age. If you want to get bulky, you're going to lift heavy weight, low reps. If you want to tone, you're going to lift higher reps, lower weight. So that one doesn't change per age, but, again, the it's all about the percentage of your maximum of what you're going to lift.
And that
always
too,
changes by year.
Yeah, and that too with the, as we women get older and lose our estrogen, for those that listen out there, the body fat versus muscle mass changes also.
Absolutely.
I was younger, I had like 18% body muscle mass, and now it has changed. So that is a factor too, and that's why we have to work a little bit, I feel a little bit harder, and as you say, a little bit longer as well. So, ladies, don't be afraid out there who's listening to get muscle mass, because, as you say, we need that to help lift ourselves up, be able to get out of the bed, be able to do things, because if we don't, we'll become like, I guess, like Jell-O in a way. Yeah, just like Jell-O.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you can lose muscle mass, and that just turns to, you know, flabby arms or flabby legs or excess skin. So if you want to maintain your shape, you know, outside of, and also if you want to maintain a healthy body that it's harder for you to get injured as you age, you got to lift the weights.
Yeah, it brings us right back to that, those weights, is that age, you know. And again, you know, I was out there getting, you know, my rotator cuff problem, I had an ankle, then that the shoulder. I was like, my God, when I was exercising a lot, I didn't have all these problems. But
yeah,
again,
exactly.
We have to be consistent. Now, you think we should be in the gym 5 days a week, every day, three times a week? Is there
it depends on your
too?
Goals. Like everything, it depends on what the individual's goals are. And the excellent thing about the book is that it outlines that. You know, it has you write your goals. And based off of the goals that you write, then it shows you by the end of the book, you will be able to create your own exercise plan, again, based off of your specific goals. So if you want to just maintain, then you can do two or three times a week. You know, but if you want to change your fitness level, then look at three to four. But also, it's like, where are you starting? Are you starting from a position where you already know what you're doing? Then you can do more. Are you a beginner? Then you want to start out with one or two. So it all, and there are charts, and there's in the book here, circle this and highlight this, diagram this. It really works hard to identify who you are so they can give you the best the best changes and the best suggestions as possible.
That sounds like a really good book because, you know, some people, or either their nutritionist or personal trainer, train the people the same way, each person the same way all the time, and you can't do that. You have to look at each individual. And people have to learn, too, that something's not going right, then they might have to change up. Now, you mentioned also about getting past the dreaded plateau there. Is there a formula for that, too?
That's not a formula per se, but the dreaded plateau is when you're exercising for quite some time and you're not seeing change. So I don't want to give you all the secrets of the book, but it tells you how, like, say, you know, you've been trying to lose weight and you've lost 25 pounds. Great. You know, that's amazing. But you can't get past that 25. It tells you how to get past that. It tells you on each, through each step of the Trinity of Health and Wellness, it tells you how you can get past that, again, based off of the goals that you have. Oh my goodness, it brings so much. It brings all of my education, all of my certifications in a way that anyone can understand. It literally is a step-by-step guide. I will be there with you as your personal trainer. Anytime you pick up the book, I become your trainer. And I encourage you to contact me if you have any, you know, questions outside of the book itself.
Wow, that's good. So therefore, you probably, I don't know if you've yet developed an online course where they get the book and you can go back and forth or do like a Skype or webcam with that person. Are you doing something like that now with them?
If they ask for it, definitely. Mm-hmm. Right now, people know they would call me, or my information is in the book. You know, they'd call me or they'd email me or they'd Facebook me and ask the questions. Like, I love when my clients post questions or whatever else on my Facebook page. Because, you know, they're not the only ones that are going to have those questions.
Right. And we learn from when we're in a community like that. That is so good. That is really good right
there. Absolutely. And if you guys have any questions for me, definitely check out my Facebook page. All my information is Kayla Health Coach Brock. Kayla is C-A-I-L-A-H, Health Coach. Brock is B-R-O-C-K. So make sure you find me and friend me.
Right, finding and friend. That's good. That's a good saying right there. So this is good. Now you got this book out. It's doing well. So what is your next step with the book? Here's a workbook. Are you gonna be developing videos? What you gonna do with the book?
I actually am scheduled to do my first exercise video on Sunday.
Ooh, wow. Yeah,
so I'll be recording a Design Your Body exercise video that can go along with the book, and that'll be for sale online and everything as well. So I'm super excited about it. But that exercise video you can only get from my website, which is KaylaHealthCoachBrock.com. And you can pick up your book from KaylaHealthCoachBrock.com, and that comes directly to me. I'll sign it, and I'll send it to you. You can also get it from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or anything else. But the video itself will only be available through my website. So I'm super excited about my exercise video. It's going to be awesome. But also, I still work. You know, I'm CEO of the Rockefeller Fitness. And currently, I'm in the process of opening my facility.
Ooh, good.
I'm super excited about that. Yep.
Wow.
So I'll be opening a training center. Yep, a personal training center.
Wow. So you're going to be training the people, plus you're going to have training trainers too as well?
Exactly. Yep, I'll be training clients. We'll be personal training certification class. We'll have your general group fitness classes. There'll be specialized training, specialized fitness programs like Women on Waist specifically. I'll have senior classes in there too. It's going to be amazing. I'm super excited.
Well, it sounds very exciting. It sounds like you got your book, you're working on your video, and then you open up your own studio. Everything is just moving fast forward, which is really good there. And you said you'd work with seniors. So for my senior population out there, is there anything different? Do you have them sit down with the exercise? Are they standing up? Do you do any different variations with the seniors?
There are different variations, but it's case by case. You might have someone that comes in on a walker. They can still take the class, but they'd be seated and doing the same exercises, whereas you might have someone coming in that is more functional, and they'd be standing. But it's a low-intensity class, but it's focused on building strength, but more importantly, functional strength. It's not about just doing bicep curls to do bicep curls. It's about, okay, how can I make your daily living easier? How can I make you stronger so that you can happily get through life? That's the purpose of my senior class.
That's good, because for the seniors, that they need those functional training or functional exercise. They can help them carry their groceries so they can be able to move some furniture around, also carry their grandchildren if they have to.
Absolutely.
So it's more like functional, like you said, with the daily activities, the things that you do from like getting out of the chair to standing up. So they would know, my listeners, because a lot of times, you know, you do scare people. They think, oh, no, I don't need that. I'm too old for that. Or, you know, and I tell my mother, because she sits all day at assisted living, and I said, when I come over and make her move her legs and do some strength training, because just to get her in and out of the car, now she holds on to the car. She, you can't move when you tell her you got to move. It's because she's so afraid. You get seniors like that.
That's the thing. Like, I want my senior population to understand that just because my age is old doesn't mean that my body is. It doesn't have to be. You know, it doesn't have to be. Your age should not define your body. Your body is to your design. If you want to be more functional, if you want to be able to babysit the grandkids and pick them up and kind of jog around and play with them, it's all about being healthy. And as a senior, yeah, you should be doing, you know, squats. You should be doing some push-ups. You should be doing those things. And this class definitely helps the senior population because it teaches you step-by-step how to do that. You know, we start off very small, but it teaches you how to become, you know, an athlete. Your body is meant to be an athlete.
And it teaches you how to do that. Because there are senior athletic programs, too, as well. So I've seen on TV with people, I think this one man started out at 95 years old running races, and he was 97 when they were. Like you said, it helps, especially not just for the body, but exercise and eating that cardio all helps the mind as well, the brain. And as you say, your age should not define your body. I can see there's another book or chapter or something. Go ahead. We need that. We need that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is really good. This is really good. Design your body. And what it says, cutting your guide to cutting through the fat. And you're right. We got to cut through that fat and let people know the difference between muscle and fat. This is really good. So you got a studio. You got a book. You got a DVD. Is there anything else on the horizon?
Just those for now. I'm in the process, again, of the exercise video that'll be out soon. So make sure you guys follow me on Facebook, Coach Kayla. You know, sorry, Facebook is Kayla Health Coach Brock. On Instagram, same thing, Kayla Health Coach Brock. Twitter, my handle is at Coach Kayla. I'm on LinkedIn as Kayla Brock. Make sure you guys follow me. Check out my website, which is therocksolidfitness.com. Which is T-H-E, rocksolidfitness.com. But, yeah, make sure you guys follow me so that you can see when the video is coming out, so you can see updates on the facility. I'm excited about where God is bringing my business and where he's bringing myself, you know, about bringing my ministry of health and wellness and designing your body out to the world.
And it sounds really beautiful. It really does. I'm happy for you because I've been in this industry for at least 20 years, and you already got your publication, I said studio and DVD. Now, I want everybody, again, reach out to your Facebook page. Say it one more time, and your website, please.
My Facebook is Kayla, C-A-I-L-A-H, Health Coach Brock. Brock is B-R-O-C-K. My website is the same, KaylaHealthCoachBrock.com. That's where you want to pick up the book and eventually the fitness video. But also check out my business website, which is TheRockSolidFitness.com. That's T-H-E, RockSolidFitness.com. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, connect with me so that you can ask me any question that you need about health and wellness, and I will get back to you because I do want to help
Instagram
you design
too?
Your body. On Instagram, too. Absolutely.
Go ahead. Then they see in different poses and the exercises then? Is that it with their Instagram?
You'll see some nice, some fun little exercises and some programs and some cool stuff on Instagram. And, yeah, just stay connected with me.
I'm going to have to connect with you, too.
There it is.
My little Instagram is a little... Don't laugh at my Instagram. I'm going to have to get some pointers from you. But there's one more thing. I noticed you model, too, you say? You model?
I do. I do some fitness modeling. And so, yeah, the fitness modeling kind of comes to... Because I'm fitness. So people, they might want to... If, you know, I have a new clothing line, if you need someone that...
You got a clothing line, too?
No, I don't have a clothing line.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but if someone has a clothing line and you know they need some models, I definitely step in and do some modeling for them. Or if photographers need someone to come in, I contracted myself out to do some fitness modeling.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And also,
okay,
I travel the country mm-hmm. speaking on health, wellness, and fitness.
Go ahead. That is so good. Next thing, you're going to have your own clothing line. Own clothing line.
Maybe.
Good.
We'll see.
I think so. Well, I think so. You're going to have a big, somebody, a spotter, was a sponsor behind you. No, I see. I think I feel it in the air. Before we go, can you give us two things for my listeners, two things that they should start tomorrow or they should do or they should remember? Can you give us two things?
You got to start lifting. You absolutely have to start lifting. Lifting helps increase your longevity. It helps your bone health. It increases total muscle mass. But also, if you're not exercising, get out and exercise. So you've got to start taking care of your body. That is the most important. Think about the trinity of health and wellness: nutrition, cardiovascular endurance, and muscle strength. And again, make sure you guys connect with me and all the projects that I'm doing. I'm also looking for investors for the building and for Rock Solid Fitness. So make sure you guys connect with me because with Kayla Health Coach Brock, there are some big things popping.
It is definitely, Kayla. Thank you very much. And we'll keep in touch. And I'm proud of you, sister. And I know you're going to be doing some big things. And definitely I'm going to connect with Instagram. I'm going to have to get that video because you're going to have to help an old lady here.
Yeah, got you. No problem. Age is nothing but a number.
Right. That's what it is because I'm going to be out there. They're like, woo, woo, woo. Well, Kayla, thank you very much. Thank you. You take care and have a good evening. And good
Great,
luck
no
on
problem.
Your book.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You too. All right. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. We got one more speaker coming up. And, boy, I'll tell you, this is going to be a dynamite night. I am so glad I got both these ladies on here because these ladies are what they not only want to say look fitness, I mean really look fitness, but they actually live it. You know, some people, they just look good all the time, but they don't practice what they preach. This next lady practiced what she preached. I mean, I just, wow, when I saw her and her for freedom, and, you know, my thing is being fabulously fit in God's kingdom, I said I got to get her. I really got to get her. So her bio, her name is Laura Grace. And I'm going to skim through her Bible because she got a long Bible, but it's all very important, though. During her late teenage years, she became depressed. Oppression left her feeling her mind and emotionless. So she began seeking ways to control her body. And she began practicing, you know, being thin. And as a result of that, you know, we suffer from malnutrition. But over 18 years, she continued a cycle of increasing weight gain and yo-yo dieting. And then she realized that that is not for her. She had went to the Netherlands and began to observe the Dutch practicing holistic lifestyle concepts. They had a love for nature and the outdoors, healthy eating and smaller portion sizes, and a higher incidence or high consumption of fruit and vegetable intake and moderate daily exercise. Almost everyone I knew, you know, she knew in Holland was thin, fit, and strong. So she said she had to take on that mindset. And by focusing on proper exercise and good nutrition, she had lost 90 pounds at age of 38 and went from an average overweight, worn-out mom to a four-time fitness competitor. And believe me, when I saw her picture looked good. Now at the age of 45, her bones were recently tested at 99% strength capacity. Wow, that is really, really good. Because for a lot of us women, we don't practice that muscle resistance training, and therefore we lose what muscle mass. But before she can change her body, she had to change her thinking. That's the thing. We got to change our thinking. Stop worrying about getting big, bulky muscles and change, as one of my friends, stinking thinking to positive thinking. Well, she went on and she became a certified personal trainer and is a fitness instructor by the Cooper Institute, but she's also certified by NASM, the National Academy of Sports Medicine, and she has other certification. She's also a personal trainer, was a personal trainer to four contestants on the NBC The Biggest Loser and ABC Extreme Makeover. She has worked with actors and dancers and stay-at-home moms and business executives. She has programs for churches and businesses that help hundreds of people to lead a healthy lifestyle. Let me introduce Laura Graves here.
Laura, hi, Renee. How are you?
Fine, fine. And you, how you doing?
Thank you. Thank you for that marvelous introduction. It's
well,
my
your
life.
Bio is so beautiful. I mean, you know, it's really so, what was it? It's your journey. It showed your journey there. And then when I looked at one of your pictures, I said, I got to get my thighs like hers. I mean, it looks really good. I said, no way. I got to talk to her after this. I said, her thighs look good because you look petite. And, you know, when people look at women that in that bodybuilding, some of them look really bulky like men, but you was just so flowing your muscles and so long lady and so feminine. I said, oh, this is
thank
really nice. You really got it. Right. You really into the body, mind, and soul. So when I saw that book, Fit mm-hmm. for Freedom, I said, oh, we got to get it because, again, my thing is being fabulously fit in God's kingdom.
Yeah.
And then I have another friend, Kimberly Payne, and she's fit for prayer, fit for eating right. So we just have to all of us
awesome.
Talk. But just tell us a little bit more about yourself, if you want, you know, before we really get into these questions, because I got a lot for you.
Okay, sounds good. I'll tell you that I'm 48 now. I just had my 48th birthday. So I'm a little bit older than what that bio indicates, and we'll have to update that. But I'm married. I have two daughters that are 19 and 11, and then I have two stepdaughters that are 16 and 14. So we have a revolving door of young ladies through our home. And I love the Lord so much, Renee. And I am so excited that I'm able to put my occupation of personal training and wellness training together with ministry to help people become more aware of how the Lord wants to be involved in our wellness. And I've been a personal trainer for about 6 years, and five of those years I've had the blessing of working with many weight loss reality stars, like you mentioned, before, during, and after their transformations on The Biggest Loser and Extreme Weight Loss. And I've worked, you know, with them also in many professional capacities as well, such as wellness camps and so forth.
Wow. Wellness camps. You've really got a nice journey there because you revolved around that journey. So when you, like
yes.
you said, when you got involved with this fitness, it's now a personal spiritual journey for you. Do you
yes.
find that some people are kind of reluctant to come on the bandwagon? They don't see it as a spiritual journey?
I think initially a lot of people, even Christian believers, don't realize that God really is interested in helping them in the journey. They realize that the Lord would like them to be healed in their emotions, most of them. They realize that the Lord wants us to have a spiritual healing through salvation and then growing in His Word. But a lot of times what I find is many Christians have just struggled because they're trying to do the effort of losing weight all in their own power, and they haven't invited God and they haven't invited the Holy Spirit to come alongside them and empower them. They've been doing it on their own, and it's become, you know, failure after failure for them.
That is so true because when I was teaching some classes and then taking some classes, one person said, because they were ministering, you know, and here she is, I'm ministering to people to help heal them and everything, and yet my body wasn't healed because here I was, you know, sort of like a closet eater, she said. So it's against
mm-hmm.
that motion. She's very, you know, here I am telling people to be well, but myself, I wasn't well. And I like how you said that it's both the emotional, spiritual, and physical all wrapped
mm-hmm.
into one. And here we constantly do it ourselves. And you're right, we got to call on that accountability part, which is God, which I'm glad you put that in with God, which is God, which is, we know, a lot of people don't do. Now, I don't know about with you, but with some of the churches I've been in, some of the pastors are not really involved. They seem like they're distant. Like, okay, you can have a health fair over here, but do not include me over with you. I'm going to stay over here. Do you find
I think it's really hard to
sit down and talk to them?
Yes. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I do feel that same way, Renee. And the reason that I think it is because gluttony is a really hard thing to preach from the pulpit. Because it's talking directly about someone's flesh, and we all know how much we love and cuddle and take care of our own flesh. So I think that pastors do distance themselves from that. And one of the reasons that I perceive that happens is because as Christians, when we get born again, in most churches, not all, but there's preaching against drinking, against dancing, against having premarital sex, you know. So, okay, we've taken away all their fun. Are we going to take away their buffet line, their fellowship, you know? And I feel like that's the one sin that many Christians gravitate to and still hold on to is the gluttony. Because it's not taught a whole lot about.
Wow, you are preaching it. You're preaching it, Laura. You're preaching it. See, I never thought of that. No, seriously, I never thought of it. Here we tell them about everything else, and they got a hold on to that. But don't you find it as a mask, too, sometimes? Because I don't know about you. There are people, I had one client, let me give you an example. But she was so busy taking care of her mother, taking care of this, taking care of this. When I said to her, what about you? It was like, well, yeah, but I don't have to. And she went right back into her mother, her sister.
Yes.
And some people, I think, hide behind that. Do you find that?
Right. I think that a lot of spiritual and Christian people hide behind dealing with their own stuff under the umbrella of servitude. And there are a lot of statistics that you can look up on the internet. I come from a Baptist church, and Baptists are one of the, they are at the top of the list for the heaviest people group within religious denominations. And we have, at our church, we have a lot of servitude. We have missionaries going. We have service within our community. We have service at the church, you know, where you can get involved with all these different things. And I think a lot of times people are very busy serving others that they just keep on going serving others, but they don't realize they need a healthy, prosperous body to be able to do something that like that long term. You know, how long can you continue going to the mission field if you've let your health go? How long can you minister to these little children and pick them up and bless them while you're serving if you haven't taken care of your muscles? How long can you minister to those teenagers if you haven't eaten right and haven't exercised and you have mental torment in your mind? How effective can you be? So I think a lot of Christians just aren't looking at this long term. They are doing right. They are serving God, but they just haven't thought about themselves. And everybody uses that analogy to put your own face mask on so that you can get the oxygen. If anything happens in the airplane, put your own mask on first and then assist the person next to you. And I think that that is a good way of looking at it. We don't all have to be fitness competitors, but we are called to have a fit and healthy body. We are carriers of the gospel. We are carriers of kingdom to a lost and dying world. Is your body able to carry? That's the question we have to ask ourselves.
You have said a lot of things. You have a lot of things. First, you talk about the umbrella of servitude, right? Mm-hmm. Because I'm in the Baptist church, and you do have some people that belong to about four or five different ministries.
Yes.
And you can't be healthy. That's what you said, cannot be healthy and cannot give 100%, and you can't go the endurance mentally, physically, or spiritually if you're into so much mess. I was sorry
Absolutely.
To say that, but into so many ministry.
Yes.
Then I like what you said, the mass on first. It is so funny because you reversed it, because usually when I say the mass on first, you've got to take care of yourself before you take care of the other. You mentioned it to me, I thought was, we put the mask on to hide so we can take care of everybody else because we don't take care of ourselves first. I like how you reverse that situation. Whoa, that is really deep. This is really deep, Lord, because I like the way you come at this very spiritually, and that road a lot of us are scared to take, as you mentioned, because we're afraid that we gave up everything else. We're afraid to give up that food. That's that monkey on our back. And then we constantly wear the mask, and we constantly, like you say, servitude in so many situations, in so many things. Wow.
Yes.
And that fitness comes. And so that's why I guess you wrote that title, Fit for Freedom.
Yes. Where that title actually kind of came from is I started thinking that being fit, it isn't just a concept that relates to the physical. You can look perfect on the outside and be totally miserable and dealing with heavy, weighty issues on the inside. Nobody knows. You can act completely normal and happy on the outside and be tormented by the devil all day long with thoughts of suicide or harm in yourself or depression in your mind. You could be strong mentally, but you could have a deconditioned body holding you back in your life. And so when we are defeated in any area of our life, it takes us out of balance, and it keeps us bound and chained up. And so then we start feeling shame. So pursuing fitness in our spirit, soul, and body is what gives us freedom. And when we think about, you know, how God created us, he created us in his likemanship, after his likeness. And so we're made in the very image of God. He is spirit, soul, and body. He knows, and Jesus felt all three. He felt the spirit, he felt the soul, he felt the body when he was here on the earth. And he was tormented and tempted as we were in all areas. And so one thing that comes to mind to me is how Jesus was tempted with food is he went into the wilderness. He had spent this glorious time, I can imagine, with his Father. It was a difficult time, but a very spiritual time. And the first thing he walks out of this glorious spiritual time with his Father, and there's Satan waiting and saying, hey, I'm going to question your identity. If you're really the Son of God, then why don't you turn this stone into bread? So he tempted Jesus because he had to be hungry, 40 days and 40 nights of fasting. Very first thing Satan says, I'm going to tempt you about your food. And Jesus said, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. He knew the word, he knew how to fight the enemy, and he knew how to say no to his flesh. And that's how we see Jesus walk out of the wilderness and start his ministry to others, and to me that's very profound.
Yes, I hear it. Wow. Wow. Fit for freedom. That is powerful. That is really powerful, because we got to be really fit, and that's why I try to teach you to be fit in that body, mind, and spirit. Soul. Because then coming out of temptation, you got to be strong.
And, I mean, you cannot live in this earthly world and not be tempted by food. There is food porn on the TV every single night. You know, when the syrup goes so thick on the pancakes and the crispy fried whatever it is stacked and looking so good. I mean, you can't escape it when you drive down the road. You can't escape it when you go to a restaurant. There is just masses of food in our country.
And it is a shame, though, because wrote a little e-course called Eating on the Run, and now it's so, Laura, it's so available that a lot of stores have their own apps, you know, like Starbucks or
yes.
Pizza Hut, where you can
yes.
go online and
right.
order and even customize it. You, if you have an app in your smartphone or Android, it's so easy to just pull up the coupon or pull up the app, and they can just zap it, and, you know, you pay it that way. It's so
yep.
reachable, so right there in front of us. Now it's at the tip of our fingers, where years ago it used to be the fax machine, and you had to call up. You can
yes.
just phone in. You can do, I mean, and it's called
I saw today they opened, just down the road from me, a Shipley's Donuts with the drive-through, and it's a big one. It's not just a little, you know, you don't need
right.
much room for only donuts. This one is a big, big building, and I thought, well, there must be a demand in my part of Texas for donuts, because they just built another huge Krispy Kreme right down the street from me, and then this one's going another direction less than 2 miles away. So there is a demand for this food, because people are not willing to say no to their flesh, because they've been told for years, you can have it your way, you should supersize it, you deserve this, you work so hard. Go ahead and eat what you want. I was good this week, I deserve dessert. So we've been told all these things, and we believe it, and we buy into it. And we are the sickest, fattest nation in this world, and it's because of our overindulgence and because we can't say no to our flesh.
That is so true. And you used the exact words food porn, because they had it on the Today Show, that something about the people can get fat by watching the commercials, they said now. I guess it's because the food, like you said, and the way you described it, they either had to go eat. Well, there's something about that. I guess they salivate and it draws
yes.
up those hormones.
I
now
totally
they get
believe
that. Oh, gee.
Wow.
And it's funny. I don't know about you, Laura. It's funny because I was telling the other speaker that the rise of low-fat food has just gone up tremendously. But yet, at the same time, obesity is going on with it. And yet you got more low-fat food, low-sugar, low-salt food available to us.
Right.
But why are we still becoming so obese?
I think if you remember in the 80s, Snackwells came out with that product, and it was a green box with the white words on it, and it said Snackwell. And then they had low-fat cookies, crackers, all these kinds of shelf products. And we bought in to that lie about the low-fat. And we didn't eat the recommended serving size. Because it was low fat, it gave us a license to eat the whole box. And I think a lot of people were doing that, because when you look at the national average charts, you can start seeing a pretty huge increase starting in the 1980s all the way up till now. Prior to that, the gains were very moderate. But right around the 1980s is where things started to peak. Also, I think in the 1980s, well, in the 70s for sure, but an increase in the 80s, mom started going back to work. And so the default of that was that moms were picking up more fast food for their families. And so I think that we can kind of link some of that to where both parents are busy now and no one's doing any cooking at the home, in the home. And I was watching Jamie Oliver, it must have been last year sometime, and he was saying this is the third generation of adults who don't, who have never cooked for themselves. So with each generation, we're passing that lost art of cooking. You know, our kids don't know how to cook, and it's becoming a lost art. Nobody cooks in their homes anymore.
That is true, because I used to give in my speeches that my grandmother would be in an hour and a half. My mother was I say my grandmother 2 hours, my mother an hour and a half, and then me 45 minutes, and then the generation's getting, as you would say, the lost of cooking, and therefore it's getting a small amount of time they spend
yeah.
in the kitchen. And then I had a client who said to me, if she can't nuke it, she's not going to cook it. In other words,
yeah.
if you can't put it in the microwave. So,
yeah.
So you're right there. You're right.
And so then what do you do with that? You have to have one preparation day, and you divide it into some containers, and then you nuke it. But you really do, in my opinion, in order to fight this, you have to limit the times out that you eat. Because if we are in social settings and eating out, the statistics say we eat 30 to 40 more calories than we would. 30 to 40% more calories than we would if we were eating at home. So we're going to eat more when we're socializing. We're going to eat more because we're paying for the meal, and nobody wants to let that meal go to waste. So, you know, those are things to consider. And most families eat out an average of 5 times per week now. So that's a lot of extra calories.
Right, as well as losing a lot of money out of their pocket. But as fitness instructors or professionals, we as a people, a community, have to figure out some way that we can get people back into the kitchen. Because with all this technology that you have, you got all these fitness apps on the phones, on the computers, but yet we're still not reaching that population that is like I would say maybe 20% or 30% overweight than the ones that are thin. Now, the thins will use the apps. The thins will, people would probably, you know, over-exercise.
Sure.
But for some reason, we got to change that mindset. As you said before, we got to change that mind. It's totally, you know, being...
There's a lot of things that you come up against, and I'm sure it's true for you as a personal trainer, a fitness instructor, is that the first thing is, the first excuse usually is, I don't have enough money for that. I don't have enough money to seek help, and I don't have money to go to a gym, and I don't have money to purchase the right foods. Then you've got the excuse of, I don't have the time. And so those two things are really seated in people's minds. But you can just do a real quick calculation. It could be, let's say, a person was willing to cut out a couple candy bars, a couple Starbucks coffees, a couple of times going out to eat. So I'm not even taking away all your good stuff. I'm just taking away a portion of it. And you add that up, and within a month, you're saving about $260. Most people. So then you start thinking about, what would the effect be if I was eating healthier and I was losing weight and I could come off these medicines that are costing me every month, costing me copays, costing me out of pocket. Where would I be then? I've eaten healthy now for, I'm going on my 12th year of having lost 90 pounds. And in those years, I have never had any major medical thing happen to me. And I believe most of the years, if I always go for my well woman checkups. But apart from that, I may have been to the doctor one time each year since then. So for me, I look at that and I go, wow, the savings before with the meds that I was on and paying for, and all of the extra food I was going out to eat, and the overconsumption of food that I was paying for. Well, now I look at this and this makes sense to me. It's an investment into my future health. Saying no now is an investment into my future health.
Boy. Ooh, you're preaching, you're preaching. She's preaching out there, listening. She's preaching, listening, because I used to say that amount of dividends, you know, look at it, exercise and good nutrition is a good investment. Think of the dividends you get. And you just remind me of that when you said, okay, think about it. When you're purchasing the Starbucks, and that's expensive, when you're purchasing this, when you're purchasing that, that can equal good, like you said, can save. They can either get a massage or a personal trainer or put some savings aside. Okay, now you, and I'm sure you've seen, I don't know, but in my practice I've seen people come to me, and there's women that are younger than us that are on 10 to 12 pills
Yes, ma'am.
Because, you know, as a diabetes educator, they have to give them Colzar and give them something else. In other words, they might give you one diabetic pill, but that diabetic pill has got to be counteracted by another pill, and they got to give you another pill to protect your kidneys, another pill even
That's
though you
right.
have high blood cholesterol, and another you walk out of the doctor's office and you're taking 4 to 5 pills that you thought you were going to go take one, which is for diabetes, and no, you're taking 4 or 5.
It's a full-time job when you start managing all of that stuff.
And the cost of it, too, adds up.
Yes.
I mean, could you imagine 10 to 12 pills, and even if you're going to pay $5 or $10 copay, that's a lot of money.
Yes, it is. It sure is. And I've had a lot of people, many people who have gone through some of my fitness and wellness programs when we've done, like, group things at different churches, and it's amazing. It usually only takes 30 pounds for them to be able to come off their diabetes medicine and their high cholesterol and their blood pressure. Those three, almost always people can come off in about 30 to 40 pounds. It's really amazing to me.
Right, they can, but for some, again, it's that change of that mindset, Laura.
Yes.
We have to teach them how to change that mindset, because for them, that food, like it says, that monkey is that monkey on that back is their comforter. And so comfort foods, I wrote an e-book, is comfort foods killing us or helping us, you know? But it's, again, that mindset, you know, they'd rather go out and pour, like you said, money into that meal instead of going home and prepare it. They're sitting, wait 20 to 30 minutes to be seated, and then they got to wait another 10 minutes to get their food when they could have sat at home and prepared something very simple.
And prepared something. One really cool thing that God talked to me about, it was probably about 4 years ago, I was asking him, Lord, you know, some these people, some of them just aren't getting it. They're not getting how you want to be involved in the process and how it doesn't have to be so burdensome. And I said, would you just give me something really easy to share with these people when I teach? And so I prayed on it a couple weeks or so. And one day I was sitting at the table, and I just heard this: Lord, will you be glorified in this choice? Lord, would you be glorified in this portion? Excuse me. And I was like, wow. If we didn't just pray over what we were eating, Lord, bless this fried chicken, bless this pizza, bless this hamburger that I'm about to eat. But if we would consciously ask, are you glorified, Lord, in this, what I'm choosing to eat? Are you glorified in this portion that I'm about to eat? If we would ask that, and then we would listen. And what if, after I started thinking about this, I thought, what if we were served a hamburger and fries? That is what we ordered. But when it came, the fries were hanging off the edge of the plate like they do. And the hamburger is really too big of a portion. What if we cut off part of the hamburger and slid some of the fries off our plate, and we consciously said, I am going to tithe those to my future health. I don't need them. I'm going to give them to you, God. And I'm going to ask you to increase my future health, because I'm not going to sit here and stuff myself with this. Mm-hmm. And I mean, people are getting that, because we don't have to take away every single thing that's good, but we do have to monitor what we're putting in and the amount of it, and we have to balance it out with a lot of good things. So that, for me, has helped a lot of people that I've worked with.
Wow, we got a few more minutes. This has been very powerful, people. This has been very powerful. It's been very spiritual. It's always just everything all to roll into one. Quick, give everybody
your
website. Give everybody your website.
Sure, my website is lauriegraves.com.
Repeat that one more time, please.
It's Laurie, L-A-U-R-I-E, Graves, G-R-A-V-E-S, .com.
And where they can get your book?
Well, they can order personally signed copies there on my website, or if they'd like to order a Kindle version or the paperback version, they can get it on Amazon.
Wow, this has been very powerful, Laura. I'm so glad
that you
came across my email, both of you. This has been really, people out there that are listening, my listeners, this has been a very spiritual, helpful, emotional, physical, mentally, all wrapped into one. Laura, you really got a ministry here. I can see it. Minister of Health and Fitness. That's what
thank
should be
you,
on your
Renee.
Bio.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, this has been really, I've been really blessed with both speakers. Thank you. Thank you,
thank
Laura.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. I'm going to bring you back on another time because this has been, I mean, people, truly a blessing. You got to get her book, Fit for Freedom.
Thank
I see that title now, we got to be free people. We got to be free mentally, physically, and spiritually, away from those addictions or strongholds or that food that's tapping us at our hips here and our lips. Well, thank you, Laurie. You take care.
Thank you, Renee. You too.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Boy. Bye-bye. It has been a blessing, everybody. I just can't imagine. It's just been a blessing. I'm just on fire. My hair is on edge right now. Truly, truly, we have been blessed with two speakers, you know. Definitely, definitely. So this is Renee Wiggins, your health and wellness coach. This is March, which is National Nutrition Month, and I want everybody to bite into a healthy lifestyle. Be fit for freedom, okay? Also, design your body, your guide to cutting through fat. You got to get these two books. Please get these books because this is springtime. People are going to be start getting out and exercising more, and you want to exercise right, and you want to also exercise spiritually and physically. Well, thank you very much for everybody that's listening out there. This is Renee Wiggins, your host.
Listen to Renee Wiggins of Blog Talk Radio, Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, next week for more fabulous tips on nutrition, fitness, and stress management.